Hello, fun people. I'm Isaac Carlson, your guide through the wonderful world of Disney. And today we're going to go through the Little Mermaid's family tree, as it's one of the most complex I've ever looked into within the Disney world. The drama, history, and mythology surrounding Ariel's family is just captivating. And as one of my favorite princesses, it was an absolute pleasure to examine. Now, according to the Little Mermaid series, Ariel's great-grandfather was none other than Neptune, who was originally thought of as the deity of fresh water before he became associated with ruling the sea. He was said to have played a lullaby for his grandson Triton every night before he brought him to bed. He was one of the original rulers of the sea and taught his descendants to prioritize family. In The Little Mermaid on Broadway, we discover that Triton's father was Poseidon, who in Greek mythology and Hercules the animated series was married to Amphitrite. They were god and goddess of the sea. It's kind of weird because traditionally Neptune and Poseidon are considered to be the same god with different names only based on the culture who praised them. In Rome, the god of the sea was called Neptune, and in Greece, that god was called Poseidon. But in The Little Mermaid, they are separated into completely different gods. While we're still talking about mythology, of course it's important to note that Poseidon had two brothers, the god of the underworld Hades and the god of the sky, Zeus. But I'm not really sure if Neptune is supposed to be Zeus and Hades' father in the Disney world as well. In mythology, they are born from the Titans, but the Titans don't really seem to be their parents in Hercules, so it's kind of wishy-washy. What was for sure shown in Hercules was that Zeus was the ruler, protector, and liberator of the gods, who is said to have married the goddess of marriage, Hera, and had a son who was, of course, named Hercules. That means Hercules was Ariel's second cousin once removed. Now, the second cousin concept comes about because their common ancestor, in this case at least one of the parents of Poseidon and Zeus, was two generations away from Ariel, while the once removed part comes about because Hercules was born one generation before Ariel. Going back to Poseidon though, and what we learned from the Little Mermaid's Broadway show, depending on which version of the musical you look into, that will change how many children Poseidon was said to have had. Originally in the song I Want the Good Times Back, we are told that when Poseidon was close to his deathbed, he split the kingdom of Atlantica between his son Triton and his daughter Ursula. But in the song that has replaced I Want the Good Times Back, called Daddy's Little Angel, we found out that Poseidon had Triton and seven daughters, the youngest of his girls being Ursula. Now, Ursula was said to have murdered the rest of her older sisters, which left Poseidon again with only two children of his own at the time of his death. So regardless of what version you look at, the outcome is the same. If you'd like a much deeper history and explanation for how it's possible Triton and Ursula are siblings, I've left a previous video I've made on the subject linked down below, because this relationship is where the family tree gets really messy. You see, The Little Mermaid 2 Return to the Sea revealed Ursula's younger sister Morgana, and in a deleted scene, that's actually on Disney Plus under the extras of this movie if you want to see it, we are able to learn the identity of Ursula and Morgana's mother. Now, this information is important because Morgana not being recognized as an heir of Poseidon means that she's not his daughter, and this means Amphitrite can't be Ursula's mother. Poseidon must have had Ursula out of wedlock with her mother. All of that together makes Ursula a half-sister to both Morgana and Triton, and this means Triton, and by extension Ariel, actually aren't related to Morgana in any way. Now, Triton married Athena, who in Greek mythology is most famous for being the goddess of war, and together they had seven daughters just like Poseidon. The oldest of Triton's daughters was Athena, who is likely the heir apparent of Atlantica unless Triton goes in a similar direction to his father, where he splits the kingdom with the children who are prepared to rule. Following Athena in order from oldest to youngest, we have Alana, Adela, Aquata, Arista, Andrina, and of course, Ariel. With a very similar spirit to her late mother, Ariel of course dreamed of being a part of another world, which drove her to the surface where she met her true love, Prince Eric. Eventually, Ariel and Eric got married and together had a daughter named Melody, who, like Ariel, continued dreaming of another world. Through her passion, drive, and desire for adventure, she was able to act as a bridge between mankind and her family of gods, cosmic beings, and of course, merpeople. Fun people, if you enjoy my Disney discussions and you've already subscribed here, definitely go check out my short form breakdowns that cover animation, Marvel, Easter eggs, and Disney parks over on a new channel of mine I like to call Isaac's Minis, which is linked below. All of my TikToks, Reels, and YouTube shorts will all be on there, so go subscribe, and of course, thanks for watching and have a magical day.